What great passages Mother Church gives us this morning in the scriptures. Really too much to even try to unpack or even remember what we've heard this morning. But as we, this famous passage with Jesus and these two healings, I'm sure we're all familiar with these and that they're easy to pray with and to envision and to ask the Lord to open our hearts to what he's revealing here. So in this passage, of course, there's so much, but Jesus was open to being interrupted with these two people. We don't know what Jesus' intention was, where his plan was. We don't have his itinerary. But he was doing one thing, and someone who needed his help came to him, and he diverted his way to take care of that need. And in the midst of that, this woman comes to him, and he stops and attends to her need. Do we not sometimes think that our problems are not big enough for God to worry about, or that we are too insignificant, that God doesn't really care about our problems? And so sometimes do we not cower in fear, or we hesitate to go to him with the things that we need? The passage today shows us that Jesus is interruptible. He came to seek and save those who are lost. So the pains and the worries and the doubts, no matter how big or how pressing, how immediate they may be, or how long they have been with you, don't be afraid. Just have faith. Bring your desires, your needs to Jesus. And then the response of those, that he caught sight of the weeping and wailing. So why is this going on? The child's not dead, but asleep. You may know that in the culture, there were professional mourners, wailers, that when someone was sick or someone would die, they would come around and gather and with emotion express the pain that the family was feeling. Clearly for them, this is just a normal part of their life. They're just going through the motions. And they ridiculed Jesus for his faith, for his truth. Do we not sometimes do the same? Discount the power of God in our life to do amazing things? Whether it's find us a parking space in the lot, or change the light from red to green, or to heal a 12-year-old's death, a 12-year-long infirmity. Do we have faith that God can do great things in our life? Or do we not sometimes, in our own way, ridicule the power? Do we stay away from confession because that's not necessary? Do we pridefully handle our own way of life in the church? Do we humbly submit to the teachings of Holy Mother Church? Do we humbly receive Holy Communion in a worthy manner? Or do we ridicule the rules that Mother Church has given us? Are we open to what God's doing in our very life? These two people in the gospel today, I think we can say, are living examples of what the virtue of hope should look like. This constant yearning, this longing, this confident expectation that God will be faithful. And that's what the letter to the Hebrews tells us. Again, chapter 11, that beautiful explanation and exposition of what faith looks like in the lives of so many people. And since we have these examples of all these faithful witnesses, then we can move forward and struggle against sin, even to the point of death, for the hope that lays before us. That beautiful line about Jesus. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, Jesus endured the cross. Living out hope in our own lives. For the joy that lay before us, do we endure the crosses in our lives with a confident expectation that we are with Jesus, he is with us, and that he will not abandon us. this confident expectation for the joy that lay before him, Jesus endured. Will we? Do we live a life of hope in the midst of darkness in the world? And as we say every day in the church, darkness is over us. Do we persevere with hope? And it's this hope that allowed John Bosco to do the work that he did. To see the plight of these young children, these young boys in the street, and for him to be interrupted in his life, for him to radically change his life to address the needs of others. And within a few years, 600 boys were living in his orphanage. The amazing work that was able to be done through his yes in the midst of darkness, in the midst of the plight of the current situation. Ask the Lord today, maybe ask St. John Bosco to open your eyes, the eyes of your heart, to see the need in front of you. Who is crying out in need? Who's trying to reach the cloak of Jesus? How can you address those needs? Whose lives can you change by bringing them closer to Jesus, showing them what hope and perseverance looks like? As we continue to see the life of Jesus exposed before us through the words of the scriptures, may our hearts be open to the reality of who he is and who he's calling us to be in the midst of suffering, in the midst of darkness, in what seems to be a hopeless situation. Let us have the hope to persevere for the joy that lays before us.